In the world of radio, food-related crimes are considered especially heinous. Now on Triple M's Rush Hour, this is our story.
And we are going to get to the bottom of something here.
Who?
The three of us.
Are we?
Well, because the Friday night footy team came in.
Yes.
Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And our property.
Chips.
Barbecue chips.
Gone.
Gone.
Missing.
Missing.
Yeah.
And we've got CCTV cameras.
Guess what we saw on it?
A huge nose.
How?
A massive conch belonging to Tunnel Cliff.
That's it.
He is now the chip stealer.
Well, we'll wait and see, Jim.
Well, it won't just be able to spot him on the vision.
Well, we could only see a nose, so we haven't seen a face.
Like one of those anteaters.
Yeah, they just went across.
Dive their nose down into the holes in the ground.
It was him or Liam Pickering. We don't know yet.
We've got our best man, Gino, on the job.
Yep,
we have. He's looking at CCTV vision as we speak.
Yep. Well,
because our barbecue chips have been raided.
Yep.
And I'm pretty confident it's the man who runs your Friday night affairs.
Yes.
Yep.
Luke Huge Nose Tunnel Cliff.
Tunnel Cliff, as
you call him. Did you see him with barbecue chips?
I saw him eating at one stage during our show on Friday night. Now, we're fracturing on the Friday,
huddle
because, I mean, the two members of it just took off
there
2 weeks ago, Howard and Darcy. And then Chief won't let us talk about a certain issue.
No,
and we just walk out of the studio
the
every week.
Yep.
So we are a bit on the slows. Yep. And I looked around at one stage. Now, I did see him eating. Now,
good.
I wouldn't want to swear on a Bible at this stage with what I saw, but he was consuming
barbecue,
a food of type. And I think it could be the one in question.
Nothing will get past Gino, so we'll have evidence.
Exactly. Any update on the chip pincher?
Yes. We've got some good vision. Good vision.
And anyone in here?
Not as I can see.
Right.
But there's a couple of culprits. Two. Not one, two. Because these are chips, by the way, bought by myself. I noticed you never buy any chips.
Well, you buy them.
Well, the second person... the second person's not... in shot,
oh,
though,
no,
is he?
We've got, but we've got another camera coming.
Oh, right.
Out of your drawer. Mm. Thursday, I come into the office.
Yes.
I've bought two packets of family-sized barbecue chips. It's Thursday.
Smith's.
Then I go Friday to Adelaide.
Yeah.
And now we're Monday.
And
I'm hungry.
No chips.
So I go to have a look where the chips, there's not a packet left.
No chips here.
So what's happened to them?
Well.
Now we're starting to find out from our head of security.
Forensics. Yeah. CSI style.
Yeah. That they've been stolen.
Yeah.
By the Friday night football boys. And I'm hearing.
Yeah.
The most junior of our operators.
Junior burger.
Has been a part of this theft.
So someone's...
But he was, I think, he was coerced into doing it.
Bullied.
By a very senior producer with a massive nose.
Right. Because they were in my drawer.
Yes.
Tucked away.
That's it.
And there's a little lock there that I put on it.
Anyway, so we're out. Look at the boy. And now Whitney's out there. They're looking at the screen to get the vision that we will be putting on air.
Yes. Right. The chip thief.
Yes, well, we're getting onto it. Are we getting him on? Tunnel? If he tries to lie and deny it, there'll be trouble.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. It's like a CSI lab in here. We've got footage. We've gone everywhere for the chip thief.
We're going to be speaking to Tunnicliff in the next hour. And if he attempts to not tell the truth, stand by.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill.
CSI. Nice, Rabs.
So, Thursday,
yep.
I go to Coles. They've got barbecue chips, family packs.
On special?
On special. Two for $5. So I buy some. I buy some Sakata, whatever they're called.
This isn't all over $2.50 pack of chips.
No, I'll tell you what happens. I bring them in Friday.
You did?
Thursday, sorry. And I said, right, there we are. Because I'd eaten most of Witt's Sakatas. And then there's some barbecues. Anyway, I have to go to Adelaide the next day. I'm not back in the office until today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, I feel like a barbecue chip.
So
I go to the only place in the office where they're stored.
Bill's desk.
And I said to Witt, I'm very sure I bought two packets of barbecue chips. And Witt goes, yeah, they'll be in there. I said, no, they're not in there. So then we started an investigation as to what's happened to them. And they've been eaten.
They have.
By the Friday night football team.
Friday huddle.
Is what I'm hearing.
Well, that's what we thought.
Well, so what I thought is there'll only be one man who'll have helped himself to our food attached to that outfit,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be Tunnel Cliff.
Yes.
Who's the producer of Friday night football. Mm-hmm. So what I thought I'd do is I'd get him on.
Yeah.
And we'll just find it, because he doesn't know anything about this.
Righto.
We'll just find out if yes. he's prepared to tell the truth. Or if he's going to do what I think he's going to do, and that's lie through his massive nose. So
there might be some visions.
Yeah, well, just get his number's 0419.
No, don't give his number out on air, James.
Rabbits, dial his number.
Yeah. Yes, hang on. All right.
It finishes in 73. No.
Yeah, that's the one I've got. All right.
Ring him up.
Okay.
Yeah. Does he know? Does he know, Jim? Jim.
No.
Oh, he's not going to answer.
Better answer.
Hello?
Now you're on the air.
Tell him who you are.
You're on the air.
Oh, is that you two, Flo?
So,
is it? Why are you ringing me?
I'm about to get to why we're ringing you, but I'm giving you the courtesy of saying that you're actually on air, so don't drop any magics. Exactly. I have it on good authority that my two packets of barbecue chips were eaten by the Friday Huddle production team, of which you're at the head. True or false?
Luke. Tanners.
False. Very, very false.
Right. Now we're going to do this again.
Well,
this is L. Tunnicliffe.
Yes.
Producer extraordinaire of the Friday Huddle.
Yes.
Ratings winning, award winning.
Has been for a while.
And the Friday Huddle was, of course, in studio here
Friday night.
What you need to understand is that there are cameras
everywhere
within this building. So I'm going to ask you again. Barbecue chips that were in the rush hour cupboard are no more. Were you a part of the team that ate them?
Cameras, you said.
Yes.
Did you eat chips?
I've learned from the best. BT always said deny, 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 lie, 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 even if you're caught on camera.
No, Tanner. We got a timeline here. 7:08.
I'll cut to it. It was Jasper.
No! Oh!
Jasper's been with us for 3 weeks.
He handed them. He literally went. I don't know where he went and got them. And he just handed them over and said, Tanners, help yourself.
No. So one of the great qualities of leadership is no matter who does what, as the leader, you accept full responsibility.
Yes.
You have thrown a bloke under the bus who's worked with us for 3 weeks.
That's exactly right. And Jasper will learn from this.
We have got vision. Of Jasper leaving at 7:08, coming back at 7:08:33 with chips, but you spoke to him beforehand and bullied him and told him to go and get chips.
Well, it's partly true.
That's good. You're not lying, because you know what happens when you lie.
Oh, yeah. Pinocchio. I left this show 12 years ago. I see the content hasn't gotten stronger.
You must have told a hell of a lot of lies.
So it is your fault, Luke.
All right, Flogs, I'm busy. Here we go.
So we've got it.
We've got to the bottom of it.
Jasper might get in some trouble.
Well, there's no point denying it.
No.
We're going to be putting it up.
Yeah.
Beersy's going to be putting it up on Instagram so you can see the whole thing unfold. And Jasper, I don't know where he heads from here. Like, he's got some real ground to make up.
See, we have to have a chat to him when he comes in. Only been here 3 weeks, Jim.
Yep.
Might get the pink slip and say, don't come Monday.
Pink slip. How old are you?
Leave the
keys back in the 70s.
Leave the keys on the fridge on the way out. That'd be a good fight. Email.
Yep.
We still get them.
Email.
Yeah. What's it say?
Dear Jim.
And what else?
You are the king of kings. At a weak moment, I was told by my superior officer to find him food because he was hungry.
Yes.
I said the only food in the building was in the rush hour cupboard.
Yes.
To which my superior officer, L. Tunnelcliffe, said, stuff them. Only stuff started with an F. Get me whatever they've got. So I went and grabbed the Smith's barbecue chips and he ate them all.
There we go.
I was left with the crumbs at the bottom of the bag. I sincerely apologise to you, King.
Who signed it off?
And Rabs.
Yep.
Not fat, because he shouldn't be eating chips anyway.
Ooh.
I have made a severe error of judgment.
Good.
Please don't present me with the pink slip. I guarantee it won't happen again. Jasper from Abbotsford.
Jasper, who's been with us for 3 weeks.
And at the bottom he goes, by the way, I'm the weird looking one with the glasses.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know because you wouldn't know. See, we know him, but you wouldn't know him.
He's, now, I like that.
He had the munchies.
He's come forward and told us.
He's
exactly what happened. And it's as we suspected. He was lent on by Snorkel.
Exactly, told him.
And he's only been here 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So he said, well, I've got to go and get him some food. He's my boss.
Buffalo soldier.
Oh, no.
Had the munchies.
You know, as you were leaving on Friday night, Bill goes, well done, everyone. Great week. Even you, Jasper.
He called him Jasper.
So maybe.
No.
That might have caused
him.
No. Anyway, what happened to Buffalo?
We can't play.
Not playing reggae music on the rush hour, fat.
I'm sitting back. I was enjoying it.